Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 080426. Amen. You are welcome to Prophetic Declarations Hour, a moment of divine encounter, a season where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the power of God. Get ready. Your time of visibility has come. And your host is Pastor and a counselor, Pastor Wale Rich Oladunchoye. Hallelujah. Today, we are going to be considering the topic that says, grace that makes you visible. Grace that makes you visible. Remember, this is our month of blossoming in grace. So today we are checking on grace that makes you visible. And our scriptural focus is from the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 21, which says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. The Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. Amen. I want us to have a quick reflection on that scripture. And I want you to hear, beloved, I want you to hear this and let it settle in your spirit. Grace does not hide a man. Grace reveals him. Joseph was in the prison, yet he was not forgotten. Men may overlook you. It doesn't matter, because God never overlooks his own. When grace is at work, location is irrelevant. When grace is at work, location is irrelevant. Whether in the prison or in the palace, grace will locate you and project you. In this season of blossoming in grace, God is bringing you out of obscurity into visibility. You may have been ignored. You might have been delayed or forgotten. But the grace that announces a man is speaking for you now in the name of Jesus. I want you to get ready. You will be seen. You will be remembered. And you will be celebrated in Jesus' mighty name. We are going to be doing the prophetic declarations, and don't forget, it's a prayer of agreement, and our faith must align so that we can declare together. Remember, there is power in your tongue. There is power in what you say. I'm going to be leading you, and you too will begin to pray. Hallelujah. That's the way we will do it today. I'm going to be leading you. You two will pray. So get ready to pray. You lift up your voice wherever you are and declare by faith. I want you to go ahead and give thanks to God. I'm thanking for all things, for life. I'm thanking for this privilege. I'm thanking for his word that is working in our lives. I want you to go ahead and begin to give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Give him all the adoration. And I want you to go straight and begin to pray. Pray that the grace that makes a man visible will rest upon your life right now. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter. I want you to talk to God today and say, grace that makes man visible. Make me visible. Make me visible. Make my work visible, make my destiny visible, make my family visible, make my children visible. I want you to go ahead and pray that prayer. Grace that makes man visible, let it rest upon me now. Let it rest upon me now. I want you to pray and say, anywhere you have been ignored, anywhere you have been overlooked or forgotten, let the mercy of God begin to remember you today. Let the mercy of God begin to remember you today. In the name of Jesus, quickly, I want you to pray that prayer. Father, anywhere I've been ignored, anywhere I've been overlooked, anywhere I've been forgotten, by your mercy, Lord, remember me today. By your mercy, remember me today. King of glory, remember me today. I want you to make decree that the failed place upon you that will not allow you to be feasible, let it be torn apart, let it catch fire. Let that fail of invisibility that will not allow you to be feasible, that will not allow your beauty to be seen, let it catch fire. I want you to talk to God that from today you are stepping into divine recognition. Anywhere you are, they will recognize you. Authority will recognize you. Government will recognize you. Institutions will recognize you. Among your peers and colleagues, you shall be recognized. I want you to pray that prayer and say from today, helpers will locate you. Helpers will locate you. It doesn't matter where you are. I want you to pray, let destiny lifters find me. Let destiny lifter find me. I want you to talk to God concerning yourself today. I want you to talk to God like favor single out Esther. Let favor single me out. Let favor single me out. Like favor attended to Joseph, let favor begin to attend to me. Anywhere I am, in my office, in the place of my work, let favor begin to attend to me in this nation, where I am, in my community. Let the favor of the Lord begin to attend to me at the political level, business level, career level, professional level. Let favor begin to single me out in the name of Jesus. I want you to go ahead and prophesy that you will not struggle to be noticed again. You have struggled too much, that from today you will not struggle to be noticed again. I want you to pray that the grace of God will announce you in high places, that you will stand before the kings and not before the mean men. I want you to go ahead and pray. I hope you are praying. Everyone is listening to what you are saying. Anything you say is what will happen. I want you to pray that the grace of God will announce you in high places of life. It will announce you. Grace of God will announce you wherever you are, in whatever you are doing. I want you to go ahead and prophesy into your life and pray that just as God was with Joseph, Lord is with me. I want you to say, Lord is with you. Pray. Say, God, be with me, just like you were with Joseph. I want you to pray for God's presence to make room for you, for God's presence to make room for you in that which you are doing now, for God's presence to make room for you in the business you have embarked on, for God's presence to make room for you. Where there is competition, for God's presence to make room for you. I hope you are praying. I want you to go ahead and declare that doors that you did not knock will open. The doors that you have not knocked will begin to open by themselves. That is part of divine favor. That is what grace can do. I want you to go ahead and begin to ask God that platforms that you did not apply for, will call you. They will call for you. From today, they will make reference to you. From today, they will remember you for good. I want you to pray. I want you to pray for opportunities that you did not even seek for, we begin to seek for you. I want you to pray that opportunity you did not seek for, we begin to seek for you. I want you to go ahead and begin to receive it now. Receive supernatural feasibility in your career. Receive supernatural feasibility in your ministry. Receive supernatural feasibility in your business and in your family. I want you to decree that you are moving from background to the forefront. Decree that you are moving from rejection to acceptance. Decree that you are moving from obscurity to global relevance in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I want you to pray. Pray that grace will distinguish you. Pray that grace will announce you. Pray that grace will elevate you. I want you to pray that in the mighty name of Jesus, you are becoming feasible. You are becoming favorable. You are becoming unstoppable in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. As you have prayed today, God will honor your prayer. Oh, I declare over you that grace will make you to become feasible from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere you have been ignored or you have been overlooked or forgotten, oh, by the mercy of God, you are remembered today. You are remembered today. You are stepping into divine recognition from today. Favor will single you out. Destiny lifter will find you in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over you as well that your struggle will come to an end. You will not struggle to be noticed again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Grace of God will announce you in high places From today, God's presence will make room for you. From today, opportunities you did not seek will begin to seek for you. Supernatural visibility in your business, in all that you are doing, in ministry and career, will become your portion in the name of Jesus. From today, God is moving you from obscurity to global relevance. You become relevant. You will become relevant. Anywhere, everywhere, you will become relevant. Your voice will become relevant. Your destiny will become relevant. Your skill will become relevant. In the name of Jesus, grace will elevate you. You will become unstoppable from today. In Jesus' mighty name, so shall it be, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Quickly, I want you to listen to this word of knowledge. That somebody, you are out there. You have been told, you have been instructed not to have another child, a woman. I'm talking a woman, not to be pregnant again, but it has happened. You begin to wonder, you are feeling about what is going to happen. Your fear has filled your heart because you were instructed medically to put a stop to it, but pregnancy has happened again. I'm joining faith with you today. I'm joining faith with you today to say to you what God has in mind, that don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God is giving you grace, another chance for you to be able to deliver safely. Even the delivery of this one will be easier than any other one. It's going to be after the Hebrew style. In Jesus' mighty name, I will want you to get a bottle of water. I pray for that water for you, and you drink it. I pray for the water in your hand. I pray for that water, that the Spirit of God will begin to walk through the water, that when you drink it, the water will give you life. They say water is life. The water will give you life, and will give your baby, your baby life also. You will live, your baby will live. There will be no loss of any kind. There will be no loss of any kind in the mighty name of Jesus. That water is blessed in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, everybody, in closing, I seal these declarations that we have made today, the declaration you made over yourself, and the one that I've made over you. I seal those declarations by the blood of Jesus Christ. This week, you will hear good news. For the remaining part of this week, you will hear good news. This month, you will be remembered for good. Men will look for you to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to hear that one again. You that you are hearing me, men will look for you. People will look for you. Women will look for you to bless you. Kings will hear about you. Kings, authority will hear about you. The government will hear about you in the name of Jesus. Nations will recognize you. They will recognize your value. They will recognize your skill. They will recognize your usefulness in the name of Jesus. Where others are struggling, from today, you will be singled out by grace. You will be singled out by grace. You will do things effortlessly in the name of Jesus. Your name will be mentioned for favor. Your efforts will produce visible results. I declare over you once more, you will blossom visibly in this season. In this season of blossoming in grace, nothing will hide you again. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is your season of blossoming in grace. Go forth and shine, for the Lord is with you. Keep declaring it, keep believing it, and keep rising in your life in the name of Jesus. Remember that your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye, the author of Praying Scripture and Counseling Devotional. Hallelujah. And in case you want to get in touch with me, I want you to call +234 9022 352 952. And don't forget to keep on supporting the kingdom work. It's very important. That's part of the ways for you to be blessed and for God to answer your prayer. Also, support the kingdom projects, support the kingdom expansion. Let's do it together. Amen and amen. And don't forget to keep sharing this tape until somebody is being blessed. And the more you share the tape, the more people are blessed, the more you too, you are blessed. I want you to remain blessed and be eternally blessed. And be conscious of God's presence around you today, wherever you go. You will go well. You will return well. In the mighty name of Jesus. Until our path crosses again tomorrow. Cheers.